Solar panels on the roof are getting to be a common sight on newer homes on both sides of the state line. In 2 years, there's a good chance every new home in California will bear solar electric panels. The state board voted recently to impose the requirement on all new home construction starting in 2020. Let's find out about what lies ahead in process, in requirements, in cost. Kelly Knutson is the Director of Technology Advancement for the California Solar and Storage Association. Kelly, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate reaching out. This is an exciting new program, so we're excited to talk about it.
I can imagine it is for you. How long had your organization and others pushed for this requirement?
Well, it's been about 2 years of some really good data analysis and a lot of comment stakeholder engagement. So it's been about 2 years to get to this point here. And what's interesting is this is the building codes, and California has been updating how efficient are buildings, both homes and larger buildings, since the late 1970s. So this is just they updated every 3 years, and this is the most recent update. And solar is now cost effective for all new homes in all climate zones across California. So like from the mountains and all the way up in Weed and Yreka, all the way down to the coast in San Diego. That's I think one of the things that really stood out was how solar has become so cost effective for new homes.
Which is really where you work. I noticed that a lot of your work is about making sure that you remove barriers to entry for people. What has been the price trend in solar in recent decades?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's come down considerably. It's on the order of about a half. It came down about 50% or so in the last 5 to 10 years. It's been pretty remarkable. I've been working on solar and both the technology side as well as the policy side for well over a decade, and we've always talked about how there are cost-saving potential. There's a lot of really good cost savings for consumers with solar, and it's remarkable how much it's come down that it really is going to save consumers money over time. I think the most eye-popping stat of this new rule for solar on all new homes in California is that, yes, there is a cost. It's been shown to increase the mortgage by about $40 a month. However, the monthly savings on your utility bill is going to be a savings of $80 a month because it's a very efficient home and you've got solar, you're generating your own electricity on your roof. And so you're already net saving $40 a month as soon as you walk in the door. So that's the kind of eye-popping numbers of how much solar has come down in cost in the last 5 to 10 years.
Kelly, it's not a done deal, I gather. This is a recommendation from the California Energy Commission. There's still a step left to go. What is that?
Yeah, technically, yes. The California Building Standards Commission, they're the ones that make sure that all the codes like electrical, fire, structural, all of that match up with these energy efficiency building standards. And there's been a lot of conversation. Like I said, it's been about 2 years of good hard work so far. And that particular, it's another California department, essentially, of our state government. But they've actually been in close conversation with the California Energy Commission, who were the people who led this charge and had that vote a few weeks ago. We're not expecting any surprises, and we're not expecting that Building Standards Commission to make any changes other than if they might have found some accidental misreferences to existing code, and they just need to make sure that this works for home builders and those that are constructing new buildings across the state, matching up all the codes. So it's really, you know, it's an important check, but it's a technical check at this point. This is looking like a done deal.
All right. So you mentioned a triennial process of updating building codes. So these would take effect January 1st, 2020?
That's correct.
Yep. All right. Kelly Knutson, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Director of Technology Advancement for the California Solar and Storage Association. We're talking about the requirement for all new homes in California to be constructed with electric panels, solar electric panels, effective with January 1st, 2020. Possibly. Still a technicality to go on there, but still, you know, probably likely to happen. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. Your thoughts on solar panels and whether you have them, whether you like what you've got out of them, or whether there's something different from what your expectations were, good or bad. Join us on the Exchange, 800-838-3760, to join us by phone or send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Kelly, lay it out for us. What is the requirement in surface area or power produced, or what are the specs here?
Yeah, it's on the order of about 2.5 to 3 kilowatts. And to put that in perspective, that's the roughly about 8 or 10 panels that'll be up on the roof. And that's about half the size of your average installation of solar, at least across California, that's on the order of about 5 kilowatts. This is 2.5 out of 5. And that's because, for a couple of reasons, one, these homes are so efficient. The amount of insulation in the walls and the ceilings, and the lighting that this will be the amount that'll match a good amount of the energy use that you'll need from the home, as well as it's really making sure that we're being targeted in how much electricity we're generating in these houses to keep it to self-consumption. I think that was another important part. And to that, there actually is a solar plus storage option. Now, this is not required, but you could have a battery in your basement or anywhere in your house where it's convenient that you would be able to store your solar power if you're, you know, out at work during the day and the solar is generating electricity from the sun. You can store that in your battery, and then you come home at night, and when you turn on a lot of the lights and television and get things cooking for dinner, you are now using that solar energy that you stored from the day in your battery, and you're making, as we like to say, the sun shine at night.
You mentioned self-consumption. So does that indicate that you're not trying to produce enough energy to be able to put back into the grid?
That's the direction where this discussion, like I said, it was over 2 years. And what they wanted to do, because this will be in place, starts in 2020, and this will be in place for the following 3 years after that, from 2020 to 2023. And the California Energy Commission decided to take a conservative approach for how much solar to require, because the amount of compensation from the utility, so it's a totally different interaction of what you get to reduce on your bill, that's an ongoing conversation as well that has been happening about every 3 years or so in the state. So they wanted to make sure that this was going to be cost effective, even if the compensation from the utility goes down to a much lower amount than what it is right now. So that was in part of the conversation.
All right. You mentioned 8 or 10 panels. What's a panel going for these days?
Well, they usually quote it in terms of dollars per watt. So I've seen it's been on the order of about $3 or $4 per watt is the cost for a residential installation. So there's $3 a watt, and they're bigger than let's just say 250 watts per panel. That's about $750 a panel. Mm-hmm. And then you multiply that by let's say 10 panels, and that's about $7,500 for that installation. And so this is, you know, give or take some of the numbers. This was just literally not quite back of the envelope. I'm using my little calculator here. But the cost that was shown for the increase over time was on the order of about $9,500 to $10,000 as the statewide average for adding solar to your home. But it did have a savings of $19,500. So it's like you look over that 30 years, how long you paying your mortgage. The solar panels will be generating for sure for 20 years, if not longer. So we know that they will last for at least the life of your mortgage.
Kelly Knutson, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about California's presumably incoming solar energy requirements. So all new homes constructed after January 1st, 2020 will be required to have solar panels available, solar electric panels. Kelly is the Director of Technology Advancement for the California Solar and Storage Association. Your thoughts on this are welcome at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. I read that Habitat for Humanity in Sacramento commented on this would require them to raise considerably more money to build homes for families in need. I mean, are there some mitigations, some ways in which are there loopholes in the requirement?
Well, I think that's a great question, and obviously we need to do as much as we can in California and Oregon about housing costs. And I think that one of the things when you're looking at affordability that's important, and what drives really a lot of our work at the California Solar and Storage Association, is to help bring down the cost of clean energy technologies like solar, storage, and then even pairing that up with really energy efficiency technologies. And the reason is because you want to make sure that your monthly energy bills are lower. It's all about these ongoing, what are you actually facing on a monthly basis, and to make sure that those are lower. And this is because low-income households spend proportionally more money per month on energy than any other economic group. And you just think about it. And I've worked for in a previous role on low-income home energy assistance program. It's a federal program to help low-income folks be able to pay their utility bills. And it's because it's just been shown that you make a trade-off between paying for energy and keeping your house warm or in the winter or cool in the summer, and paying for food or medicine. And that's just a choice we do not want to have. And so what this part is, there's many things we can do to help out low income, but what we're working on here is to help reduce that monthly utility bill. And I already said the fact, but it's for other listeners tuning in, the increased cost for solar and the energy efficient home is about $40 a month, but the monthly savings was $80 a month. And so we do hope that will make, even for those like Habitat for Humanity, there's another organization called Grid Alternatives that's been putting solar on low-income homes, and there's others across the state, that we really hope that we can reduce that monthly energy bill and really help out these families.
And Kelly, is this all homes, single and multiple family?
Yes, this is all single-family homes. There are, and then up to three, up to and including three-story tall multifamily buildings. So it's considered to be low-rise residential. And there are, as you mentioned, some exceptions. If there's shading, or if this development is in a particularly wooded area, there are exceptions. You can have alternatives to putting on solar if it just doesn't make sense. Because we all want the codes, these standards rather, to make sense. And so if it's shaded, you don't have to have solar. There's alternatives of having solar off in a field somewhere, like an offsite solar option. And so there is flexibility in that regard. And also, if you did not want to purchase the solar and have it be part of your home, you could have you could lease it, where you are essentially renting out your roof to a solar company, and then you would pay that solar company for the electricity from that solar panel on your roof. That is one mechanism. There would be zero down payment on that. And so there's trade-offs. And I think the whole point of one of the points I would say is that we're creating a market with this requiring solar on all new homes. And so we're excited to see more businesses get engaged and being able to reduce the cost and come up with creative ways to be able to have solar on these homes. That'll be continue to be a win-win for the consumers as well as the environment.
So you're not required to use them in your own home is the point. I mean, you can lease them out, you're saying, to somebody else.
That's correct. Yeah. You have to show that you are getting that energy benefit. So it does have to be on your roof if you're going to lease it out. Yeah.
All right. That is a lot of solar panels, given that California builds, what, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 homes a year?
Exactly. They build about 100,000 homes a year. Roughly 15,000 of those homes have solar on it now. And when you talk about existing homes and existing buildings, it's about 150,000 homes per year that get solar every single year. So right now, it's roughly the new solar homes is about 10% of the total solar market. But boy, you go from 15,000 a year up to, yeah, like you said, about 100,000 a year. That's a significant growth in the market. So we're excited about that.
So is there enough from the solar panel makers to keep up with that demand?
Yes, and I think this is one of the things that we have a mature market in California, as well as Oregon's really strong. In terms of their solar number of companies, manufacturers, being able to have access to manufacturers, distributors, that we will have enough. There'll be enough jobs. I would imagine there'll be an increase in jobs to be able to meet this demand. And that's one of the good things about the fact that solar has come down in cost. And we've got roughly in California at least about 80,000 workers right now working in the solar industry. That this we've gone beyond the chicken and egg sort of, well, we need to make sure there are installers and make sure there's panels because we want the market to grow. Oh, but if you don't have them ready, then you can't grow the market. Thankfully, we've got a strong market that I do expect that we will have enough workers and enough panels to be able to meet this demand.
I'm curious about the storage part again. You mentioned batteries, and you are with the California Solar and Storage Association. How well developed is the technology now?
It's really come along, and the costs as well for batteries are coming down rapidly. That's been on the order of about 25% a year for the last couple of years. If you look at, there's a state incentive to install batteries, and you can look at some of the data from that. Right now, it is a really strong option for businesses, in particular because they have a different type of charges than your average resident, where you're utility bill is reflective of if there's any point throughout the year that you have a really high demand, a large spike in your energy use, let's say you ramp up your production line, the utility says, okay, well, at any given moment, we may need to give you that much electricity. So we're going to charge you a really high demand charge to be ready to go at any moment. And so that can cost that business a lot of money throughout the entire year. The advantage of batteries is that you could store your solar power throughout the day. And if you have that big ramp up, you use your battery, and the utility to them, it looks like everything's the same. There's no large spike. So that's become a really cost-effective and attractive option for larger businesses. And it's a growing market for the residences, for single-family homes. And so we want that cost of storage to come down so it's even more cost-effective for homeowners. And remember, this doesn't take effect until 2020, and it'll be in place until 2023. So that's why it's really great that we have this solar plus storage option, because we're talking about 5-6 years from now. The cost of storage could be quite attractive by the end of this particular building standard cycle. So that's why we're happy it's an option. We didn't want to require solar and storage, or not just we, obviously it's a whole process. But it is an option that's available for homeowners if they'd like it.
Kelly, just a couple seconds left. Are the utilities on board with this?
They were really strong with developing it. They're an integral part of developing this. There's the ongoing discussion between self-generation versus their generation that I think will be an ongoing debate. But for the most part, they were supportive given how things were interacting with how large the solar panel is, and having a solar plus storage option that can be attractive for them to be able to have grid capabilities, to be able to improve how smart the grid is, as we call it. So it's an ongoing debate, but they were supportive as well.
All right. We will see where the other shoe drops in a couple of weeks when the Building Standards Commission meets and approves the new building codes to take effect on January 1, 2020. That is anticipated. So on January 1, 2020, all new home construction in California will be required to have solar electric panels on board. Kelly Knutson is Director of Technology Advancement for the California Solar and Storage Association. Thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.